So, good morning, Brendan. You're on Audioboo. Do you mind?
No,
My son has just woken up, and I'm recording an interview with him on Audioboo. So I just wanted to chat with you a little bit. He's staring at me because you know how people are when they just wake up. I just wanted to record a little interview with you to talk about the announcements from Apple yesterday,
Yeah.
and your aging iPod here. You're the one we're recording this interview on.
Yeah,
It's you know this is
it's old.
a Generation 2, right?
Yep.
And that means that you can't
Upgrade
upgrade
to
to
the newer.
iOS 4.3.
That sucks.
Right, not to mention iOS 5, which is not even available yet, right? Which is forthcoming in the fall,
Okay.
and which has tons of new features, including like Twitter integration across all the applications, and some really kind of cool push notifications, and just feature after feature. But one of the features that is available right away today that you don't have because you don't have iOS 4.3. Has to do with the beta for cloud on or iTunes on the cloud. Okay, so get this. You know how there's only 8 gigs of RAM in this little iPod Touch,
Yeah,
and
that's
like you have to
depressing.
like transfer like music from your laptop, you know, to the iPod, and it's a real pain.
Of course.
Well, iTunes on the cloud allows you to store any of your music from any of your devices on the cloud and have access to it on any of those devices, right? So you get around the problem of like
I get how
storage.
cloud storage works.
So what appears today
I had
on
that.
iOS devices is when you go into iTunes, you'll see a tab, or not a tab, but a little icon that says purchased. That was never there before. So you'd see purchased, and you have any of the music that you've ever purchased is like stored and accessible. So unfortunately, you don't get that. So we have to really like think about like upgrading your iPod at some point, because that seems like a feature that you could really use, right? I mean, you
Yeah.
don't have to buy an expensive iPod Touch now with a lot of storage, you know, given this new feature.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to hear what else is really cool. And
Though I need to get a Mac that would work with the cloud storage thing.
well,
At least until they bring in Windows.
so I think yeah, I think the older Macs that we have are not going to be able to take advantage of iTunes 10.3, but your Windows machine might be able to. Take advantage of it. But guess what
Of what?
else with iTunes in the cloud? With iTunes Match, any song that you've ever imported from any CD, any song that you've ripped into iTunes, will be available to you with iTunes Match for $25 a year. Apple will take any of the songs that you've ever uploaded in your music library and do the same thing that it's doing with iTunes in the cloud. So it will replace your ripped versions of songs with official versions of songs from the iTunes. You know what this does? As someone on Mashable pointed out, it monetizes pirated music. Meaning, Apple has figured out a way to make money and help publishers make money on songs that they've lost money on previously. How to make money from thin air. Yes, you get
Oh,
it. You get it.
yeah.
It's that good old Apple magic.
That's great.
Yeah, so Apple just blew everyone out of the water yesterday. That isn't even half of it. With iOS 5, there are like seven services that totally get changed. Anyway, we're out of time on this, boo. Thanks for agreeing to be interviewed, friend.
Roar.
Love you, Bubba. Take care. Bye.